Albie, you're the captain of Jingellic Rural Fire Service. Now, is this, in the time that you've been with the service, the most that you guys have ever had to be out?
Yeah, this is the worst. I've been captain for about 4 years in Jingellic, and in that time we have been called out to small fires, but nothing to this magnitude. It was something that we'll probably hope not to see in our lifetime. Our grandkids might come across it again, but I don't wish it upon anyone. It was horrific, just the events as it come to hand, and when it actually hit River Road, it was terrifying. It really was.
Yeah, and I think, a lot of people have seen some footage of that firestorm coming towards River Road, and just the thought of how could anybody be anywhere near that, and obviously you guys were. When something like that happens, what goes through your mind?
Yeah, we just look at each other and you see the fire front coming towards you and what's about to unfold, and in each other's eyes, you don't know whether you're going to be here in the next couple of minutes or you're fighting the fire. That's how bad it is when you confront something like that.
How fast does it come towards you?
Well, it was a matter of really, honestly, minutes. It seemed like minutes, and then when it hit, it basically was in front of us, around us, and across the river from us. It just nearly instantaneous. So we were just running from one paddock and house to another, protecting the homes and that. And, what more can you say, And I tell you something, all the volunteers, everyone there on that ground deserve a medal. No kidding. For their bravery of standing up against something like that and that magnitude, it was horrific. Honestly, unless you were there, you didn't know, and you wouldn't, you hope a lot of people don't experience something like that. And the men that were on the ground, they all deserve a medal, honestly.
No one's going to disagree with you there, that's for sure.
It's just you don't know what to expect, so, you're putting your life at risk, simple as that. And we're all volunteers, past and present. For fires like this, the volunteers do a magnificent job, and hats off to them, I tell you. I've only been the captain here, as I said, for 4 years, but I tell you something, I learned a lot in this last fire. And just with, the RFS in Albury and that too, people can knock them a little bit. Everyone's got problems with, how things should have ran. But at the end of the day, everyone does the best they can, and they've done a fantastic job as well.
Absolutely. Well, Albie, obviously, we thank you for everything you did. I know the Jingellic community are just, there's no words that can thank you guys and girls for what you did on that terrible day, the day before New Year's Eve. And we just hope that, your community can, I see here today, everyone's in really good spirits. Obviously, you're a great little community. We just hope that you can rebuild and just, get your lives back.
Thanks, Lou. I'm not really good at this.
You are.
But, just thinking back and, just the community themselves, the girls here and the wives of the firefighters and the whole community come here, banded together and fed all their volunteers and that. Brilliant work from everyone.
Yeah.
Men that weren't part of their brigade that couldn't go and fight, they were here cooking, barbecues and that, feeding, all their volunteers and the firefighters. Yeah. It was brilliant, really was.
Everyone did their bit, didn't they?
Well,
LB, absolutely fantastic. And I feel just privileged to be here today and meet the people of this community. What an outstanding little community you are.
I'm proud to be part of it.
So you should be.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No worries. Okay.